Benefind was built by former Governor Steve Beshear's administration as a catch-all for entitlement services. If you want SNAP benefits, formerly called food stamps, you're supposed to be able to head over to benefind.ky.gov and sign up for them. And while you're there, if you qualified, you could be referred for, say, TANF, also known as cash assistance, or several other programs. But there's a lot of controversy over how the program would deal with Medicaid applicants or people signing up for so-called Obamacare health plans.
Instead of using Benefind to help low-income Kentuckians get SNAP, childcare, and other services as was intended, Governor Bevin is using it to help dismantle Connect.
That's from an ad entitled If It Ain't Broke, Don't Fix It, released by Save Kentucky Healthcare, a group formed by former Governor Beshear. The Beshear administration says Benefind was never meant to handle applicants to the health insurance programs, but it is now. Medicaid applicants and many trying to get benefits through the state health exchange, Connect, have to go to Benefind now to sign up. Beshear says that was supposed to be handled by Connect, as it had been since 2013. Bevin says officials from the previous administration are wrong.
Despite what you've been told, it was absolutely intended to be a vehicle through which people signed up for every single benefit that they might need, so that there would be no wrong door for entry. That would include Medicaid.
But it seems like the difference is mainly rhetorical. As Beshear's health secretary, Audrey Taze Haynes, put it to me, the whole system of Benefind and Connect was supposed to be like adjoining apartments. If you walk in the Benefind door and you happen to be eligible for health insurance, you could walk through an internal door to the Connect apartment. Likewise, if you walk in the Connect door for health insurance, but you happen to qualify for child care assistance, you could walk through a door over to the Benefind apartment. That sounds a whole lot like how Deborah Sills with Deloitte, the consulting firm that built Benefind with Beshear and continues to advise the Bevin administration, recently described the system.
The goal then, as it is now, was to coordinate benefits so there's no wrong door for someone seeking health insurance, Medicaid, SNAP, or TANF benefits.
Blame game aside, people are losing services. People are getting letters saying they've lost their health care, and people can't get through over the phone. And compounding all that, Connectors, who used to be able to help Kentuckians sign up for health care, say they've been locked out of the system in many cases, a point which Deloitte flatly denied.
There have also been no system modifications to disable or delay functionality for insurance agents and Connectors.
Many Connectors say new regulations require them to refer most applications to the Department of Community-Based Services, the state agency that manages Benefind, and has been slammed with multi-day-long lines of people trying to get services or fix their accounts. The crunch is caused by an automatic review of cases where information from the old separate systems didn't match. So if you've ever received food stamps and now you're getting health insurance through the state, you have to wait in line while the state sorts out the 51,000 cases under review, according to the Bevin administration. Last week, Bevin said he didn't know that the Benefind rollout would be this bad.
Believe you me, if we had thought that there were going to be this degree of problems, they would not have been.
But a 27-page worker portal defect workaround guide sent to employees days before Benefind was launched shows that the administration knew there would be some problems, at least with the software workers use to sign people up for benefits. The health cabinet has hired 185 new workers across the state to address the situation and is also extended benefits to some who need to reapply. That's your distilled rundown of Benefind. For the Kentucky Public Radio Network, I'm Ryland Barton.